Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Did you know that more than 113,000 children are waiting to be adopted from foster care? Ellie was one of them. When she was placed in foster care at 16 after experiencing significant abuse, she felt unlovable. Thankfully, Ellie was adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Today, she's planning on college and has a bright future. But more than 20,000 teens age out of care every year. You can help. Visit DaveThomasFoundation.org/learn more.
Kevin Dunn here with your weekly injection of fitness facts versus fallacies. This week, I'm going to talk about the debate between squat variants. Now, some people say that low bar squatting is best. Other people say high bar squatting. But what is the difference? And more importantly, which one is best? Now, we've already discussed on the show the benefits of strength training to aging bodies, literally all of our bodies. No other training intervention can mitigate the effects of sarcopenia, which is loss of muscle mass, or osteopenia, which is loss of bone mineral density. Now, in terms of absolute strength movements, the squat is probably the most complete in that it has an eccentric loading phase, which is where the weight is being lowered down, as well as a concentric or a lifting phase. This is unlike the deadlift, which is really only a concentric lift at its heaviest end of the spectrum. Bench pressing also has an unavoidable eccentric phase, but because in squatting we're moving so much more load, it's going to be a lot more advantageous to overall strength development. Now, there are multiple variations of the squat. You've got high bar squats, low bar squats, air squats, front squats, overhead squats, and some more unfamiliar types, including Kang squats, shrimp squats, sissy squats, curtsy squats, and the box squat. These are usually more for fixing muscle weaknesses or motor pattern problems than they are for building pure strength. Now, to determine which squat is best for us and how we should be performing the squat variant we select, we have to peel back the layers and get to what's called the first principle. In considering the first principles of the squat, we need to start with the fact the barbell is being acted upon by the force of gravity. In all situations, the barbell is being pulled towards the center of the earth perpendicular to the ground. Now, if gravity is pulling the barbell down in a straight line, anything you do against that, which is also not a straight line, is a waste of force or a force leak. Vertical bar path is a must. And next is it's important that the combined center of mass of the lifter plus the barbell is over the middle of the foot. This combined center of mass and where it is going to change as the load on the barbell changes, but you always want to keep it midfoot, because that's where we're most balanced and most able to create force. Now, the next consideration after these first principles is weight or load. So if we define strength as the application of force against an external resistance, then to get stronger, we have to exert maximum force. Submaximal force or minimal force against an object isn't going to make you as strong as exerting a larger amount of force. So what squat you perform has to be considered in light of the amount of weight you can move. So because in the overhead squat and the front squat, we can't move as much weight as we can in the back squat, that means the high bar squat and low bar back squat is a better choice. Now, another consideration is which one uses the most muscles. Now, the squat accomplishes this over any other leg exercises because it uses quads, hamstrings, adductors, and glutes. Something like a seated leg extension mainly only uses the quads. Also, we've got the fact that while you're squatting a barbell, you're being compressed by the load. The torso itself is under compression and having to provide some resistance. This is Wolf's Law, which is that bone remodels itself and becomes denser when exposed to external loading stresses.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
The path to retirement is different for everyone. And as life changes, so do priorities. Fidelity can help you get where you want to go. With a free personalized plan, goal tracking, and timely insights, you'll be set to take on retirement, whether you're saving for it or already living in it. Get started at fidelity.com/takeon. Expenses charged by your investments and other costs and fees associated with trading or transacting in your account apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services member NYSE SIPC.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Now, taking all of this into account when it comes to choosing the type of squat for strength, the type of squat that uses the most muscle mass, and the type that has the most compression on the body, that leads us to the barbell back squat. The two main variants, as I mentioned earlier, are low bar squat and high bar squat. These are just like they say on the tin. In one, the bar is lower on your back, it's just above the shoulder blades or the spine of the scapula, and in the other, it rests on the upper trapezius muscles. But which of these two is better? Low bar squat or a high bar squat? Now in the show notes accompanying this, you'll see a diagram with the high bar squat on the left and the low bar squat on the right. The vertical line is vertical force. In this case, the squat bar path. Now the next force we have is moment force, which is the distance from the point of rotation to the line of vertical force. In this diagram, that's the knee. This is called the moment arm, indicated with the arrow. And in the high bar squat, the moment arm is predominantly in front of the line of vertical force along the quadricep. In the low bar squat, the moment arm is behind the line of vertical force. All this said, studies show that when it comes to strength building, quadricep and hamstring activity in both types of squat is remarkably similar. So whether one is superior to the other will depend on the anthropometry of the client and their goal. For clients who struggle with hip hinging due to sedentary jobs, low bar squat is perfect because it reinforces and strengthens the hip hinge pattern. Gives you a stronger posterior chain, therefore greater hip extension. Hip extension, incidentally, is the center of athletic power and expression. If you are looking to excel in the sport of weightlifting, though, then the high bar squat is probably more appropriate because weightlifters need to overload that position and get stronger with an upright torso. But if you're looking for general health, then considerations of sport shouldn't be a consideration at all. Now, what about some faults and fixes in the back squat? So one of the most common faults is what we call a knee slide or a knee-initiated squat, which is just lacking in posterior chain engagement. Potentially injurious. Now, the best way to correct this fault is to use a tactile cue or kinesthetic feedback by setting up next to a box or maybe a bench. Have your calves in contact with the box and maintain that contact as you squat. If your calves leave the box when you're doing a squat, then you've performed a knee slide and are heading away from a hinge pattern into a more knee-dominant pattern. The second error is a bracing one, where we see a lack of neutral spine caused by clients looking up and forwards. Now, many things could cause this. Usually, a shift of body weight forward due to the aforementioned knee sliding is the most common. What happens then is the squatter throws their head back to get some load behind the bar path as a counterweight. Another cause of this, though, could just be as simple as looking at yourself in the mirror. The next error is a lack of hip abduction. This can be identified looking at the feet, which are most likely not going to be firmly planted in the ground during the whole squat pattern. It will look like the arches are maybe collapsing, the ankle will roll inwards, the outside edges of the feet will lift up, usually at the heel. To get around this, really want to squeeze your glutes as hard as you can, which will push that weight distribution to the outer edges of the feet, plant your big toes into the ground and grip the floor like you've got monkey feet. Now, when people are new to a low bar squat, they can also be afraid that the bar will roll off their back and tend to compensate for this by keeping their elbows up super high, holding the bar up. This can end up internally rotating your shoulder, maybe cause injury to the rotator cuff. Your back will go into flexion or begin to arch and round, causing the bar path then to sneak forwards and disrupt the balance over your midfoot, which will result in breaking the neutral spine and bring the head back as a counterweight, as described earlier. You can fix this error by squeezing your shoulder blades together and just simply reassuring yourself that at the bottom of the squat, it's not really possible for the bar to go anywhere. During the ascent, if it does, you simply bail the bar behind you and you step forwards. This is why you should use bumper plates if you're just lifting on a platform, or make sure that if you're in a rack, you use safety bars or a spotter. And if you have any questions for me about barbell squatting or squat variants, feel free to send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Adam Cecil, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings, and Davina Tomlin. Our intern is Cameron Lacey, and I'm your host, Kevin Dunn. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
Set your mind free with a free plan from Fidelity. Start by organizing your plan around what matters most to you. As you go, you'll be able to see your full financial picture, which covers spending, saving, debt, and goals in one simple view. Get started by visiting fidelity.com/freeplan. Expenses charged by your investments and other costs and fees associated with trading or transacting in your account apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.